God is unity, the creator of the universe. You know, in the book of Genesis, no one argues how many gods were there. One. There weren't 38,000, there was one. How many prophecies of Messiahs? Were they talking about different Messiahs? Was Isaiah prophesying about a different Messiah? When David says, in Psalm 69, Deus in agitorium, meum intende, domine ad adjuvanda, me festina, he leaves the Holy Ghost out, but he gives you two parts of the Holy Trinity there. Is David, and all throughout the Psalms, it's either domine or deo. Who is, to what entity is he referring? He's referring to God the Father and God the Son, and he doesn't even know. He can't possibly know of the Son, of our Lord, because he's yet to come, but yet he's writing of him. And this happens all throughout. The point is, there is unity in this. Christendom was a unification. It was acknowledgement of one singular supernatural authority that we call God. And it was an acknowledgement of one singular supernatural teaching authority that we call, capital T, capital C, the church. If you're not going to admit that, and if you're not going to conform your mind, what is truth, Chris Farrar? Conformity of the mind to reality. That's the reality. There is no need and no room for your opinion or for revisionist history that you claim to revile anyways. That's the truth. So if you want to get...
It's not a question of being holier than anybody.
No.
We're all sinners. Yeah, the point
well, I hope
I'm
it
trying
isn't.
To make is, precisely because we are all sinners, we have to make use of the means that the church affords us to avoid living sinful lives that are inconsistent with our profession of the gospel. Once again, take the issue of contraception. Even Martin Luther said contraception is a form of sodomy. He condemned it. Every Protestant denomination condemned contraception until the Lambeth Conference in 1930. Then the Anglicans caved in, and just about every Protestant denomination followed suit. This is a relatively recent evidence of the decay of the Protestant religion. The Christian testimony of all denominations on this point, at least, was unanimous until 1930. So anyone who now claims to be insulted because someone suggests that his use of contraception is inconsistent with the gospel is nothing but a hypocrite. I'm sorry. If you want to walk the walk with Jesus, then walk the walk that even Martin Luther said is necessary. Bring life into the world. That's the starting point for this whole civilizational revival that people are talking about, but they're not taking steps to realize in the concrete facts of everyday life. They're refusing to bring lives into the world. Meanwhile, the Muslims are breeding like rabbits, and they're threatening to overrun all of Europe. So it's not a question of Mike, church is holier than thou.
Or not.
Church is holier than thou. I'm talking about minimum standards of morality. Minimum. At a minimum. Do what God wants you to do. Be fruitful and multiply. Stop the nonsense about walking with Jesus while you take a pill or use a barrier to keep little souls from coming under the custody of Jesus for all eternity. That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
it's not even a question of being particularly holy, as opposed to following the natural law, for heaven's sake.